It's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Kedoshim. Don't get used to it. We're looking at our Parsha. We have a pasuk that says, Lo telech rachil ba'amecha, that a person should not go as a tattle bearer, and Lo tamod al dam riecha, so don't stand idly by the blood of your neighbor. Another topic. Let's talk about this word rachil. You shouldn't walk as a person who tattle bears, a gossip monger. Or it says you should not be a gossip monger. Comes Ramban and he says, this rachil is a noun. It's an adjectival noun. It's active, but it's a noun. It's a shein tor. It's a noun that describes an actual person, like a nazir, a Nazirite. It's a person. It's a type of person. Saris, person who is a eunuch. That's his status. So he says, Yirmoz Hashem ki b'nafshohu v'alav tashu. He says, this shows that it becomes part of who he is. But then, it's part of what he's all about. And it could come back against him. It could come back to bite him. But the point is that ki b'nafshohu, because it's part of him. I like to talk about this notion that when you do a certain sin, especially gossip, becomes who you are. A gossiper. We know that sometimes things come up and we want to talk about it. There's some juicy topic you want to share with others. And if you do it once, you do it twice, at some point, you become that kind of guy, that kind of gal, that kind of person. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that Rav Huna says, "Kevin avar adam avera v'shana v'huchulo." When a person does a sin and they do it again, it becomes permitted. So the Gemara says, "Huchulo, you mean it's permitted? God allows it?" He says, "No, nasis lo ketzer. It becomes to you as if it's permitted." You start to think, you know, that's what I do. I gossip, I sin. That's just the way it goes. Not a big deal. The Gemara in Brachos says that, no, God, don't believe that. That's not who I am. The Rabbi Alexandri, 17, he says, when he finished davening, he said, look, Master of the Universe, you know. Our desire is really to do your desire. We want to be in line with you. It's only the evil inclination that stops me. That's not who I am. Don't define me by my sins. I am not my sins. I am not a gossiper. I may have gossiped, but that's not who I am. We say in the laws of Teshuvah, Rambam, the second chapter, Dargah Teshuvah, what are the ways of Teshuvah? He says one of the things is Mishanishmo. He changed his name. Why does the Baal Teshuva, the repentant person, change his or her name? Lomar, as if to say, Ani Acher, I'm someone else. Eini Oto Ha'ish, I'm not the same person. Shasa Otana Masim, who did those things. Mushaneh Masav, Kulam Otoha, you change your deeds, all for the good. At some point, our deeds begin to define us. Satiety often defines us by our sins. If someone murdered someone, we call them a murderer. That's who they are. If someone's a convict, we say, oh, that's a convict. In modern parlance, you try to say, that's not a disabled person. It's someone who has disability. That's not a person who is an alcoholic. That's his definition. That's who he or she is. No, it's a person who has substance abuse problems. What are we saying? We're trying to say that we don't want to define people by their disabilities, define people by their illnesses, define people by their addictions, define people. We don't want to call them an addict, that's what they are. No, it's someone who suffers from problems of addiction. It's not just politically correct talk. It's trying to define human beings in a positive light. It's trying to say that we don't have to define ourselves as our problem. We are not our problems. If I have a colorblind problem, I'm not a colorblind person. That's who I am. If I have a problem with this or that type of relationship in life, that's not who I am. She's a divorcee. He's a divorcee. He's single. He's not. We use all these words to define people as if that's who they are, and that's who they'll always be. And we need to try to expand our definitions. Now, there's some things you want to be. I'm proud to say I'm a Jew. I'm a Jewish person. That's great. I'm a Zionist. I support the state of Israel and the notion that Jews have a place in the land of Israel, to have a state and a place and to make our home there, which we thought has been our home for 2,000 years, but we just weren't able to control it. That's something we want to define ourselves by that. But there are other things where we say, no, we don't want to define ourselves. We don't want this to make this who we are. We get up to heaven, they don't want to say, oh, here comes the moneylender. Here comes the fellow, the slanderer. Here comes the person who didn't lead a holy life. The impure person, tamei yikra. The leper, for a time, we call him a leper. We call him tamei. We call him, he's the impure one. But it's just a temporary condition. Later, he or she can be cured and healed and come back, rehabilitate in society. The person's not a felon. That's what they are. They're a felon. That's the whole definition of that person. They lost their tzelem elokim. They lost any other definition or any other perspective on what they are. No. Our job is not to define ourselves by our sins, but to define ourselves by good things. We are people who study Torah. You want to be a lamdan. You want to be a person who studies. You want to be a mispalel, someone who prays every Shabbos. We hope there are many mispalelim, prayers, people who pray who are in synagogue. We want to be shomrei mitzvos, people who keep the Torah, shomrei Shabbos. We want to be shomrei Shabbos, people who keep the Shabbos. These are definitions we want to have. We want to keep them. There are other definitions that we need to shed that we don't want to be defined by, because that's not who we are, because we know better, because really it's just the evil inclination. It's just society. It's just the circumstance I'm in. It's just the way I was brought up. It's just somehow something, an identity that's been cast upon me, but I don't want it. I want to shed it. I want to be a Adam Acher. I want to be a different person. I want to be a Nenio Toaish. I'm not that person anymore. I want to shed myself of those identities. So let's hope that indeed we can define ourselves by our positive identity. Kedoshim to you, be holy. That's like a definition that I should be known as a Kadosh. You say about some people, he's a Kadosh. He's a Kadosh. Person truly holy. That's what we want to aspire to. For me, Shomer Shabbos, people will keep the Shabbos. Shabbatotai Tishmor, as the Parsha says, keep my Sabbath. We want to be those who do that. Let's hope we can do that and not be known by the negativity. Rachil, right? Rotseach. We don't want to be known by these negative traits, by tattle bearing and gossip mongering and those who are jealous and those who take revenge and those who put stumbling blocks and those who cheat and those who steal. We don't want to be defined by that. We want to be defined as what our higher self, our inner self, really wants to be. Ovdei Hashem, worshipers of God, servants of God. Let us hope that indeed we can achieve proper appellations and keep them and be defined by our highest aspirations, not by our lowest attainments. And if we do that, Mirtz Hashem, we will fulfill the very name of our parsha, Kedoshim, to you. You will be known as holy. People will say, it's the Am Hashem, it's the nation of God. Thank you for joining us here at Baron Hirsch Congregation in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for a discussion of the parsha on the holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And thanks to our sponsors, Barney and Karen Abbas. We thank them for sponsoring in loving memory of Alan and Myrna Abbas. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.